Have you ever felt like you're failing at living like a good Christian? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Outside of Keys for Kids and Unlocked, I work in a secular environment. And there are days where I pray the entire way into work and then find myself engaging in gossip and crude jokes and maybe agreeing with things that I really don't or speaking in a way that isn't kind. And then I get back in my car to pray my way home and I feel guilty. Shouldn't I know better by now? Why can't I be stronger? If you feel this way too, stick around for today's Devo, Confidence in God's Work of Sanctification, by Grace McCready. The book of Philippians is a letter written by Paul and Timothy to the Christians in Philippi. There are many uplifting verses and passages in this letter, and many Christians choose one of these verses in Philippians as a favorite. The reason Philippians 1:6 is my favorite verse, not only in this book but in the whole Bible, is because it assures me that God is able to sanctify me. And he is faithful to continue sanctifying me. Being sanctified means becoming more and more like Jesus. Sanctification isn't something that we can do on our own if we just try hard enough or long enough. Like, we can't save ourselves. We also can't sanctify ourselves. I love how Paul expressed confidence in God, not in himself or anyone else, to sanctify the Philippian believers. Yes, Paul knew that his preaching and teaching were important to their growth, but he recognized that he couldn't force them to grow. God is the only one who can accomplish the work in our lives we call growth, as we read in 1 Corinthians 3, 6-8. His Holy Spirit lives inside everyone who has put their trust in Jesus, transforming us to become more and more like our loving Savior. And you can find proof of this in 2 Corinthians 3:18. It's sometimes frustrating when we don't see growth in our lives. We might feel like God isn't working hard enough or fast enough to make us more like Jesus. But the reality is that the work God is doing in our hearts won't be finished until Jesus returns to raise us from the dead and restore his creation, finally freeing us from sin and its effects. Until that day, sanctification is a moment-by-moment process that lasts an entire lifetime. Yet, just as we have trusted God to save us from our sins, we can also trust him to sanctify us. So, what are some questions going through your mind? Are you ever frustrated with yourself for failing to live like you know a Christian should? How can remembering God's promises of forgiveness through Jesus and sanctification through the Holy Spirit give you hope? Read 2 Corinthians 3:18, Philippians 1, 9-11, Galatians 5, 22-25, and Ephesians 3, 20-21. How can we follow Jesus while relying on the Holy Spirit's power at work within us? As you and I can read in Philippians 1:6, and I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Philippians 1, 1-11, and 1 Thessalonians 5, 23-24 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. If you want more daily encouragement, find us on Instagram at Unlocked Devo or on Facebook. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional, where we're going to be learning some Latin. Very cool. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.